Coal has been without water now for 3 months, which is unacceptable. But granted, at the same time, the water supply does come across the seabed, and with the weather that's been in it and the storms and currents, it's been difficult for the workers to get working on that. But today I was talking again to the council, and they've informed me that work has been started the last couple of days on repairing the burst on that line, and hopefully within days, if not very early next week, that water will be reconnected. So this is a good story for the people of Gola.
But it is indeed, but those living on the islands will perhaps feel like the poor relation once again, in that it's good that work is started now, but to be without water for 3 months?
Yes, and it must be very, very difficult for the people on the island to be without water for 3 months. It is the winter, but I think also that the people on the island recognise that it's not a quick fix solution as it would be on the mainland, that you're talking about storms and currents and the piping on the bed, the seabed. But there are also an issue that I believe, since I've been a councillor, on how Lifford views the islands. It's very similar to the same way as Leinster House views Donegal or the West Coast, and it's always the last to receive anything, and we must invest more and spend more time looking at what the needs of the islands are, not just Gola, but all the islands on the West Coast.